and gentlemen, welcome into your Nevadon Podcast, the weekly show where a bunch of friends go and gather around a table, bring different topics, and have a great time. As always, I am joined with the second tallest man I know, Jake Frazzinelli. Jake, how's it going?
Tired.
You are actually tired.
No, I'm having a really good day because for the first time since like Martin Luther King weekend, I'm actually ahead on my schoolwork.
That's solid. Actually doing well. Yeah, right.
So, I can just relax this weekend and then continue relaxing this next week and then be really behind on my schoolwork again.
Yep.
And then at the end of March, we'll probably have the same conversation.
Yep. So it sounds good enough. Like, that's normally how school works with you. And I've been your roommate for a while now. I know the waves. I know how it goes. And, as always, to his right, my left, the man of steel himself, Josh Steelman. Josh, how have you been?
I've been doing fine. You've seen me twice this week already.
I've seen you. This has been the most content you've done in a week ever.
Yeah, I know, and I hate it, and I want to leave. No, I'm just joking. It's been a ton of fun.
Hostile work environment.
Jake and Josh Muck was a fantastic time, and then the bracket episode, I got to listen to Chase talk even more.
Yeah.
So that's always fun.
Whenever we get to hear Chase talk about Avatar, it's a good time. And for her first appearance, Air Jordan herself, Jordan, Christine, Caraway. I had to go with some intro. I didn't have time to ask her what her intro name was.
Did you know it was actually named after Michael Jordan?
Were you actually?
My dad was in a documentary for being one of the biggest Michael Jordan fans in the country.
Wait, I actually did know that.
Screw you then. That worked.
I remember you telling me that.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I know that, but I definitely knew that.
That's awesome.
I posted it on my Instagram for Father's Day. He wanted to kill me.
So.
Me too.
Basically, how do you know this kid? Is it which one did you meet first? Because I met.
I think it was me.
It was definitely
because
her.
You got
her. Her.
Am I allowed to say?
How we met is her roommate had a crush on me, and then she was studying with Braden in the basement of our dorm
for Cal 2.
We don't talk about Cal 2.
Then you sent a picture of me. To my roommate, and she replied, she better not replace me. And that was the funniest
thing. And then she did.
And how do you meet Josh? In the most PG-13 way possible.
What do you think it is? I don't have Tinder. What do you mean?
I don't know.
I think William. Because William played tennis with you.
I know exactly how I met you. It involves a blanket and a floor.
I went up to the guys' room, which is Jack, William, Mason and John. Jack and William are my roommates now, so that's like I was really good friends with them. And I walked up there with a blanket to play Smash. And we were sitting there playing Smash, and Mans just ripped the blanket from me,
it turned into
a massive, like, tussle.
The first time
I met him, I kicked his ass.
Please, I had the blanket the entire night. Who really won?
He's a liar.
All right, like I said before, this is the Nevadon Podcast, where a bunch of friends go gather around a table, bring a bunch of different topics to conversation, and have a good time with you. It normally lasts about an hour, sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer, and when we can, we like to bring on amazing guests. Speaking of amazing guests, Jordan, why are you relevant?
I know it's a
Lotus cosplay.
But
no!
Yes.
So I
objection. I'm not.
The correction, please. No.
But yeah. So I go and I'm talking to Josh. And I'm like, hey, we need guests for the podcast. And he's just like, yeah, Jordan is super like awesome. Does TikTok and does it pretty well. I'm like, we had a TikToker on before, and he was a little shy but very honest about the process. So I'm basically deciding a topic for you. We're just going to talk about more content creation.
Right.
Because that's my favorite thing to talk about, and these guys are annoyed with me talking about it so much.
I'm just not into it, so I can't, like, join the conversation. I just have to listen and nod and smile.
So
like,
I think
on a
the
talk
only
show.
Answer to that is obviously we need to get Josh a TikTok.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
So
I have a TikTok. I'm following you.
Yeah, but you need to get involved in TikTok.
I have posted one single TikTok.
I need to see you doing, like, the Megan Thee Stallion body, yada, yada.
Yeah, body, yada, yada.
See? Exactly. He's already a natural.
Your spherical body doing body.
Body, crazy, curvy,
See?
Exactly.
So, but that's why we, about 2 weeks ago, we had this guy, Eli Davoskin, who does TikTok down here at Auburn, on the podcast, and he's like, start a TikTok. So each week I tell these guys, I'm like, hey, this is my week goal as a content creator. Last week it was become better at intro, stuff like that. This week was post one TikTok a day. I got a little bit behind. I posted like four today because I'm annoying. But
it's... And that's when I unfollow.
But no, it's... What do you love about the platform as... Because I'm just getting into it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I could go with the immediate answer that came to mind and say the benefits, the money that you make.
Yeah.
But honest to God, I love the support that you garner from it.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Fan mail is really cool to get. Probably the coolest one. I got one drawing from this little girl that was incredible. Took up an entire page of detail. But then another girl just sent me a little Polaroid picture of her face. And it was really cute. And like all my fan mail is up on my wall. And like all the DMs, comments, awesome. Love that stuff.
Only some of the DMs, actually.
Yeah.
That was how I met Jake.
Oh, dude, I need to get the clip button up for just things on Instagram.
No.
But yeah, so I was like, the advice that I got was go start a TikTok. And I'm like, okay, the goal is to get these guys involved in TikTok. And then I annoy these guys so much with just...
End of statement. Just end of statement.
Yeah, no, that really is the end of statement.
Dude, I just annoy these guys. End of statement.
Yeah. There. But,
so much, you forgot the so much.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I want to be very clear about the so much.
He annoys us a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just joking. But, I love you, Nick.
Yeah.
I'm not.
To an extent. Our love is not unconditional.
One might say conditional.
Yeah, it is conditional.
One might.
But especially something like this week where I'm having Josh on three freaking shows in a week and he's doing a total like 4 hours of content. It's a lot. And then this guy I go and talk to every single night about this sort of stuff. And he's hella supportive. So it's hard.
That's why I'm like tired all the time.
That is true.
It keeps him up.
Literally like 2 a.m. Boom, 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 boom. What? Jake, you talk? I'm busy. Doing what? And then I go and open the door.
But, so yeah.
Check me.
Play on. But yeah, these guys are really awesome with helping me with YouTube and Twitch thus far. And it almost seems like I'm asking too much, but whenever I can get these guys, like,
the you know, Avengers yeah, you're right. It almost does.
It almost seems like way too much.
So what? This is actually an intervention. I brought you all here to discuss your problems.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a lot of tension.
It's a relationship.
It's all sexual.
With Nick.
Yeah. It's all sexual tension. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it is.
It's shock therapy if you guys pull out the TENS units underneath your chairs.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, so these guys have done awesome work. But as somebody that's just starting out with TikTok, it sucks. I mean, it's hard.
Dude, like, just do Among Us cosplay.
Don't!
Easy peasy. You can borrow Jordan's old one.
Just do it. Just make... Here's the two rules. Here's what I've learned from Jordan.
Oh, God.
Lots of Among Us cosplays and lots of thirst traps in your drafts.
There you go.
Thirst traps in my drafts!
Thirst
traps don't get posted.
Oh, my God. Dude, I...
He's definitely seen them.
Hey. But yeah, it's...
You got a DM. That's the...
You got a
DM. You got a DMer for the drafts. Jake, you dirty dog.
I love this show so much.
It's no longer can I see your Snapchat, my eyes only. Bro, can I see your TikTok drafts?
Oh my God. I've seen some ridiculous TikTok drafts from, like, girls being like, yeah, this is what I'm like...
Body audio.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're just here like... You're just like... Oh, yeah, here's bust it. Hold on.
I was about to say bust it.
How many big banks can you have in your draft? Because
I got a small face, pretty face with a big bank.
It's amazing walking by Shane's door at 2 a.m. and just hear that town over and over again. I'm totally kidding. I love Shane.
Oh, that's I'm not kidding. My friend Saria was talking about this, how his entire For You page is just like three songs, and it's those three songs. And his roommate and other friend, their heads are this far apart from each other when they're sleeping, with a wall in between. So Sid's like, yeah, it'll be like 2 a.m., and I'll just be like watching YouTube or something, and then I'll just hear like, bust it, bust it. And then they'll like cut off, and it's like, body, body, body.
So, you know, TikTok, the algorithm is all about, you know, what videos you interact with the most, including like, how much you look at a video.
Among Us videos.
So, my dad just came and visited last weekend, and I was sitting next to him at dinner. I took him to Little Italy's. fine dining in Auburn. Because they came into town at like 11 p.m. It was like that or Waffle House.
Bro, or Eddie's for the win.
My mom hates cookout. I know, it's a sin. I mean, hates
cookout.
So I've been...
I'm gonna dunk your mom and Abby off the edge.
Whoa, my mom didn't do anything to you.
Anyways, I'm sitting by my dad and he's scrolling through TikTok and it's like the nature shows and it's all just videos of animals like straight up getting killed. And then it's women in skimpy bikinis. And it's no in between.
It's like
a hippopotamus absolutely mauling a crocodile and then a woman with like this much clothing on.
Dude. Same. I don't have TikTok.
You are the woman with that much.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah, Jake's always on my
Jake, Jake wears the Borat man.
I'm the thirst traps in his drafts.
Yeah. It's just Jake walking around with his shirt off. You know that you're on the TikTok for the like thing that I posted way back. Yeah.
It's really stupid.
It is really stupid. But I just wanted to do something with that theme and I was like, let's go for it. And it is by far like the lowest viewed video I have on my TikTok by a lot.
Oh, that means you're unpopular.
No, that means Nick looked at his dick 4 times in the video.
No, it means that you were shirtless in the video.
Wait, what video?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Wait, why did you...
I'm shirtless in one of your TikToks?
Yeah.
Jake is shirtless equals Nick observing his penis.
I don't
want
to see it.
No, it's a fun video. It's the
what?
One where...
It's
family friendly, don't worry.
It's the one where you go
we
and... It's this one. You've already seen this.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Yeah. And then there's Jake shirtless. And then there's Sam Ross thrusting.
I ripped my jersey off watching a Titans game after our field goal kicker missed his 4th field goal of the game. It was not a fun time.
Okay.
So he goes, takes his shirt off, and starts
ran
screaming
the
at the TV. And it was one of the best moments of my life. No
you
joke.
Know,
see my friend
in pain.
It was just
a lot
about
different
it.
Reaction if I were to angrily rip off my shirt. I think there's a double standard here. I think there is a double standard.
I mean, they thought it was funny and were like applauding me. I feel like you'd get some of the same applause.
Yeah, you'd get applause, that's for sure.
I would applaud.
If I rip off my shirt and start screaming, I'm weird. But if you do it, you're an exhibitionist. Now talk about double standards.
But yeah, so your growth with TikTok, we got way off topic.
We did.
Where do we get but on topic?
We're never on topic with this show.
What is the topic?
It's just content creation.
Yes.
Have you ever thought of going to something that wasn't TikTok for creating content?
She made a YouTube channel.
I do have a YouTube channel.
Do you want to plug it to all 7 viewers?
No.
No?
No.
Makes sense.
7 viewers?
No, not right now.
Aww.
Fuck no.
Absolutely not.
Nobody likes us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one likes me. They like you too.
No, they like Dalton.
They like Dalton.
We need to get Dalton as a guest.
Dalton's our neighbor. Everyone in chat was simping for him during
so
the
attractive
12-hour stream.
If I was a woman, oh.
There's a great Dalton story. I don't know if I've told you this one yet.
So let's get him over here.
Yeah.
Right now.
He's not your type.
Oh.
So he goes and there was my... It's like a day before we do the 12-hour stream. What?
No, I just have something in my throat. I'm not trying.
I like how the instant... the instant, like, oh, he's trying to ruin something.
Yeah. So, the day before the 12-hour stream, I'm up... Or 2 days before, I'm up in Massachusetts. I'm saying goodbye to my friends, and I'm talking to them about who's on the stream. And I'm like, yeah, it's me and 6 other guys. And I'm running through the names, and then the last name I say is Dalton. And my buddy goes, there's no way that a man named Dalton can be attractive. That's just such a nerdy, goofy name. And then my
every other Dalton I know that holds up.
Yeah. But then my buddy Scott goes, I've seen this guy. You don't want to say. And he's like, I will eat my words if you show me an attractive Dalton. I'm like, hey, this is my buddy Dalton. He goes, it's a really attractive man. No joke. I'm in.
So follow-up question. What is a name that... No way, they're attractive.
That's your
I'll
topic.
Start Garrett.
Garrett?
I've never seen
I know an attractive Garrett.
Well, God, you ruined it already. Garrett. You know what it is now? Jake.
Yeah.
Well, I know an attractive Jake.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I know several attractive Jakes.
Yeah.
I also,
what you're in this
Schwarzman.
Love that kid.
Jake Elrod.
Jake Elrod. Better Jake? He's been on Nevin's Island
content. I literally have a friend that Abby and I both refer to as Hot Jake.
That's awesome.
And he's an ROTC. And he's hot.
Is it Jake Schwarzman?
No, it's Jake.
Well, he's not Air Force. Because that's the only...
No, it's not Jake Schwartzman. Oh, shoot, what's his last name?
You just know him as Hot Jake, but I literally just referred to him as
Stop objectifying
people. No, I know his last name. What is his last name? Oh.
Obviously, he doesn't know his last name.
I'll think of it.
The narrator at that point comes in and is like, he in fact did not know his last name.
He in fact did not think of it.
So, what do you... By the way, for unattractive names, this is we're just transitioning this to the topic. I was about to say, other than myself, and I'm not going to just say it for myself, but I've never met a attractive Nick. Go and show me very hot Nick. If you pull my Instagram right now, we're best friends forever.
I'm not going to pull up your Instagram.
I know.
I don't have Instagram.
Yeah, so that's the other thing. Can we get this guy on Instagram, please, so I can tag him and stuff? No. You're on too many podcasts.
You can tag me. I have an Instagram. I'm just not on it.
Can I make an Instagram for you?
No.
Why not?
Because I already have one.
Can I get your consent to make an Instagram for you?
No.
Right? No, okay.
I'm going to make an unconsensual Instagram. It's just going to be called, like, Josh Sightings. And it's going to be pictures of him, like, all in, like, the Bigfoot style, like, with Scott walking.
I'll pose for that. I'll even throw my hood up and just make it, like, I'll move, like, really fast so it's blurry.
The bald one? He's a tragic guy.
He's Jordan, very tough.
Is it the Jordan approval? Yeah or no? The bald hair or the cut, does that work for you?
My manager named Nick back home was also bald.
What? You have a manager for what?
When I worked at Beef O'Grady's.
Oh, nice.
Hi, her
TikTok
Brady's.
Agent.
My name is Jordan.
Yeah. Well, dude, people like get that.
So why do you still work there? Because the amount of times I've heard you complain about it.
I go back every time I come home because I love some of the people.
And money.
And money.
I like money.
If I liked money that much, I would not go back to Beef O'Brady's. I make $2.13 an hour.
Fair.
You make two...
That's typically in the state of Alabama.
But she gets the thirst trap like the 60-year-old people at the bar, so it's like...
No, I literally had a 6-year-old, like, the last week before I, like, left, 6-year-old man at the bar pulled me aside, and he's like, do you play sports? And I'm like, no. And he's like, because your legs, you look like it. And I'm like, sir, I'm very uncomfortable. He's like, you could be a cheerleader. And I'm like, he's like, wait, no, soccer player? And I'm like, sir, please stop looking at my legs.
Immediately goes and changes into pants. A longer apron.
Goes to the
sir,
kitchen.
If you tip me $20, you can say that.
Yeah. That's like, a $20 fee for speaking to me.
It's low grade prostitution. It's fine.
That's what we had to pay you to get on the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Final bit of content creation, then we'll move on to topic two. Sorry, I am a like super hand mover when it comes to this stuff. What do you post on YouTube?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Not relevant.
It was a
enough.
Flop. I post like all my baton routines to YouTube.
Do you know why it was a flop? No Among Us cosplay. I'll answer that right now. So yep. Here's how
What?
No, cannot hit me.
Under the table, you're allowed to hit him.
Please don't. Please don't. No. Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. No. Please stop.
Hit him.
No, don't hit me. Don't hit
Thank
me.
You. All right. So,
fly landed on my leg.
All right. Topic number two. Or do you feel like that's all good? We're
right.
Yeah,
I have one more thing to say about content creation. So here's how you get popular on TikTok. I've seen this trial and error. You basically figure out whatever is popular at the time, so I don't know what that would be right
and
now.
And then do
like,
a cosplay of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like Among Us cosplay, just like...
Astronaut cosplay.
STEM major cosplay.
Oh. I'm the pretty girl that's good
Women
in
empowerment.
I saw that one today, don't
I'm
worry.
I'm the pretty girl that's good at math.
Are you sure? Because
Are you good
TikTok
at math?
Was.
I have a 30 in calculus 3 right now.
A 30?
Weren't we going to study for Cal 3 together? No, wait, I don't have Cal 3.
I have Cal 3. You can study with me and Jane. Jane's in my Cal 3 class. Who do you have?
Giant Jim.
Josh Steeling.
Yes.
Topic number two, what do we got?
Calculus.
That's why I'm trying to transition from calculus.
My topic is what's something that you used to hate, but now you just simply adore. I can go first if no one can think. Just to like give you, it can literally be anything. Mine is apple juice.
Really?
I used to hate apple juice, and Jordan knows full well that now I love apple
addict.
Juice. I'm not an addict. I actually don't have any apple juice in my dorm because I haven't gone grocery shopping in ages.
You know those big like jugs of apple juice?
Like what's your brand of choice? Mott's?
probably.
You're a Mott's guy? Or you like a, I want to bite guy. The fucking whatever so it sounds like
the
an
Martinelli's.
Apple.
Martinelli's. The apple-shaped
yeah.
bottles.
I love Martinelli's.
It's like $10 for six
but
bottles.
But not their apple
never
juice.
Had one.
The sparkling apple cider.
Yes. That's what my parents used to get
their
for.
Their apple juice
like,
they're
years.
Too proud of. Don't buy their yeah. apple juice. Get Mott's. It's fine.
Yeah.
Mott's is good. But yes, for Christmas.
I prefer to make my own.
For Christmas last year, I got two huge, like, 1 gallon jugs of
and
Mott's
he was the
apple
happiest
juice,
man I've
and
ever
I finished
seen.
It in like 3 weeks. Both of them, they were both gone within like 3 weeks. It's
that's rookie numbers.
sure, I guess.
Dude, have you seen this apartment with LaCroix recently? Me
I
and Shane.
I love LaCroix.
Shane and I would go through a pack a day.
Best
like,
flavor?
Okay, I'm about to
and
say something
judged.
Controversial, and you know what it is because I buy it. For the main fridge.
I know what it is. I don't drink LaCroix, so I have no opinions. I prefer my water to taste like water or something else, not just like low battery, whatever the flavor is.
So here's my reasoning. And let me
if
say
if you have to reason, it's not
it's
a good
coconut.
One.
It's coconut.
I'm coconut's my favorite flavor! Oh my yes! Coconut is my favorite LaCroix flavor.
So it's I'm not like a huge coconut fan. Like I'm not like a fan of Almond Joys because I feel like it's too much, but it's just low enough where I'm like, this is unreal. This is gas.
Love the coconut.
And
so,
there's
wait,
not much in Kroger.
Getting back
yes.
to the topic. Josh, why do you like apple juice?
So, thank you. So, I used to not like apple juice because, I don't know, it was probably just like I had it when I was a kid. And this has happened with a lot of things, like scrambled eggs, oatmeal. I don't like those because I was, like, forced to eat them for breakfast when I woke up, and I hate eating when I first wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same with apple juice. It would be, like, scrambled eggs and, like, apple juice or, like, oatmeal and apple juice. And so, like, I hated apple juice for the longest time. But then my senior year of high school, you can get something called a blood cord, which is like the cords that go around your neck at graduation. And to do that, you have to donate blood twice in your senior year of high school.
Is it red?
Yes, funnily enough. It's actually, they take the bags from your donation and they dip the cord into it.
Kind of seems counterintuitive because then the blood can't be donated.
No, it can.
Okay.
The cords are like sterilized beforehand.
You were just talking about how you're good at math. And then you also talked about you had a 30 country, so I guess, yeah.
The duality of man.
The duality of man.
But, so if you know anything about me, I hate needles. I am absolutely terrified of needles. So the second time I donated blood, I didn't eat all day because I was so nervous.
Oh, no.
And so then I went to donate blood,
huh.
And they, like, pulled me aside, and they're like, hey, so last time you donated, we saw that you were an O positive, and that's really good. So would you like to do, like, the special, like, plasma donation where they just take out the plasma and put in like some other liquid to like replace it until your plasma regenerates. And they were like, it's gonna be like 20 to 30 more minutes. And I was like, well, I'm already here, it's already gonna suck, might as well. So I did that. I was supposed to donate two bags of blood that day. I got through one, and then I was just watching like YouTube on my phone to distract myself, and the next thing I know is Sir, and I'm like sitting down, I'm like, sorry, what, who, where? And they were like, okay, he's awake, good, you passed out. And they were like, what have you eaten today? I was like, nothing. And they were like, you idiot. And so they gave me cookies and they gave me apple juice, and ever since then I love apple juice.
Nice. I had a buddy who he was like 4% body fat and really vascular, so when he went to donate blood and they put the needle in, it went
You know, similarly to how Josh said he hates eating when he, like, wakes up, I also hate waking up.
As do I.
Speaking of, why you were almost late to the podcast.
You weren't late, though. This is one of the few shows that we've started on time for multiple weeks in a row. First time in a long time.
True.
You made it.
Anyways.
It was a depression nap. Don't worry about it.
I asked.
Talking about the topic at hand. Avocado / guacamole. Used to hate this stuff. Right when he said it, like, right when he was like, hey, this is going to be my topic for the night, I was like, guac. Because for me,
toast.
Oh my goodness. Can we get that? Oh.
What if I open Postmates right here, right now? And just get some avocado toast on its way here?
Dude,
from where?
I don't know. I'll
where?
Figure it out.
I don't think there's an avocado within 50 miles.
You go to some Mexican restaurant, yeah, you know the guacamole? Put it on toast.
I'm not gonna lie, outside of like grocery stores and Mexican restaurants, I don't think there's an avocado within 50 miles of here.
That's pretty fast.
No, you go to places like Acre or like Live Oak, I'm sure.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend $100 for an avocado.
That's true.
I was saying it's not unattainable, it's just...
Yes, it
it's
is.
Hard to get.
One time I went to a Mexican
like
restaurant
you.
And mm-hmm. I asked for bacon and my beef quesadilla, and they looked at me like I was insane. But it
Wait.
Tasted so good, so it was
Dude.
Worth it.
bacon on almost anything is phenomenal. Sam Ross.
Bacon on bacon.
Bacon on bacon on bacon.
Sam Ross, friend of the show.
Pallets on ballots.
Ballots of ballots from.
Ballots of ballots?
Ballots of ballots of bacon.
Pallets of ballots of bacon.
Port of Miami.
So, when we were kids growing up, we would never have sleepovers at my house.
Never. We wouldn't.
No, I said Sam, friend of the show. We would never have sleepovers at my house.
Can y'all flirt after the show?
I know!
We would never have sleepovers Objection. At my house due to the fact that my parents were strict and his
Nick
parents were awesome.
To bed.
That's not the reason.
Sure, yeah, we can go with that.
We've had other reasons.
Onomatopoeia.
I pooped the bed.
Exactly. But
Mom,
we would go. We would never. We would never have.
This is Ross, I threw up.
I need to ask Sam if that ever happened because I've stayed
like,
on there.
Like light turns on, silhouette in the doorway.
I
threw up. Mrs. Ross.
Way too skinny to be Sam.
Mrs. Ross. But I went and.
You're like 13. She's like, what are you doing?
Why are you talking
Why
like
do you have
that?
A speech impediment right now?
Why are you here? Sam's out of town.
Dude, I would stay over there when he was out of town. I love that place too much. Oh, but we would never stay over my house until one time we just like played all of Uncharted 2, spent the night over. My dad made bacon and waffles, and to this day, everyone that has ever stayed over my house is like, your dad makes the best bacon. I'm like, I don't know how. But now here we are. He comes down. We're about to do the 12-hour stream.
Bacon's one of those things where it's just like a quality of ingredient thing. Like, I feel like it's like eggs, you know? It's like you can't really make, well, you can make bad eggs.
You definitely can
yeah,
make
you
bad
can
eggs.
Make
you
bad
can definitely
eggs.
Make bad eggs, but it's like, what are.
Cracking the egg open and not cooking it.
It's called
Boom.
What I was about to make
bad
before
eggs.
This stream, which is frozen.
It's throwing the entire shell in the pan while you're cooking it.
Yeah, you just take the egg and right over the pan and let it drip off.
Wait, have I been doing it wrong this whole time?
You guys take the shells out?
Yeah.
Dude, do you imagine just being at your friend's house and his dad turns around and is like, so do you like your eggs crunchy?
I thought that's, crunchy I thought that's what over hard was.
Add a little bit of spice.
Oh my gosh. Complete divergence from what we were talking about.
Oh, let's go.
I had a friend that didn't know you were supposed to peel hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, baby. Oh, bless his heart.
So I was like, hey, do you want a hard-boiled egg? And he was like, sure. He was like, why is it so squishy? And I'm like, because, huh? And he was like, the shell's gone. I was like, what? I was like, yeah. He was like, I saw on his eyes, he went through like six emotions at once. It was like panic, fear, anger, sadness. I'm pretty sure he was hungry.
Grief.
It was all seven
he
stages
went,
of mourning.
I thought it was five.
I don't know.
It's 5, 7, or 13.
I haven't made it past two yet.
I'm still in denial.
I go through all 13 like once a day.
And you receive one test grade in that one day. Boom. All happening.
So anyway.
I have to do it before
8 a.m. What's something that you
okay,
hated them
so
like?
In short.
I have one more egg story. Can I tell it real quick? Please,
sure.
Nick. Please, Nick.
Sure.
Yes. So. My roommate and I was moving in, and so we were sitting there, I'm FaceTiming Abby, and her sister is also there, and her sister is like, I saw on TikTok that if you grab an egg and squeeze it, you can't break
it. That's not true.
And so, it's not, because Alex was like, oh, really? And he grabs an egg, and he just splits
okay.
it open, and
well,
it goes all over the wall, all over my friend Robin's face.
If you dig into it with your fingers, obviously it's going to break. But even still, you can still break it.
Dude, he was just like, really? And he just, and it just went everywhere.
So,
and he was like, oh, well, that's not true.
The TikTok trend I've seen,
Alex is just yoked.
So... The TikTok trend I've seen is, without crossing your fingers, you cannot break an egg like this. You cannot put
it
in
Toss
can
me
I,
an egg.
Can I have an egg right now?
Toss me an egg. Toss me an egg. Toss me an egg. I'm ready for it.
So
for
all right, somebody else start telling me.
Okay, so,
yes.
I mean, in short, most things, because I was a really picky eater when I was young, and then in middle school, I started eating, like, more things than just, like, seven foods, and now I'm the kind of guy where it's like, it comes with red onions. I don't really like red onions, but like I'm still gonna be paying for the red onions if I take them off. So like, I'm like, how many red onions are there? And they're like, there's a couple. I'm like,
okay,
fair enough.
So one of my friends has a thing when we go to restaurants. He asks how big a dish is. I'm not saying his name because I'm not friends with him anymore, but you like him. That's what I was telling you about. Yeah.
Okay.
He would ask the waitress or waiter, how big is this dish? And if she said, it's yay big, he wouldn't order it. It's
Brett,
the funny.
Are you okay with getting egg on?
Yes!
So, we are testing.
Here's the thing, guys. Either way, she's going to have egg on her face, either literally or figuratively.
So, by the way, when
I'm going to kick your ass.
I don't get figuratively.
Because if you have egg on your face, it's
you're
like...
a fool.
Yeah, you're a fool. So if she can't do it, then she won't have literal egg on her face.
But then if she does do it,
if
then
you
she'll
get
have
egg on me, now I'm set. But...
Okay, I'm going to just grab it.
Well, you already have
no,
egg
so the way it works,
I'm
you have to go...
I've never heard that before.
Am I allowed to clap?
No, you're not allowed to clap. It is put the eggs between your hands.
Oh, well, then yeah, probably not.
And try to
well, can I go
punch
like
it like this.
Can I Buddhist this?
No, you cannot go like that.
Says
who?
Well, then of course not.
The TikTok trend is with all the force you can.
Well, can I do this?
Yeah, so you can Buddhist
You
it.
Just did that.
You just did this.
Without
Yeah, so, but
fingers.
I can do this, right? I can fucking
go. No fingers interlocked?
You're going to get stuff on your
Oh, I don't like this.
You can't.
No, I can't interlock.
Nope, interlocking fingers.
That's
cheating.
This hurts.
They can't touch. They can't touch. As long as their hands don't touch, you got to try to crunch it. All right, do you want to go down the line? Do you want
I think,
to...
like, I think eggs do have, like, really good...
Well, it's
weird
it's, no, it's because it's an arch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, like, really
structural
good structural intelligence.
I'm industrial.
Yeah. I'm a software major. Okay, just while this is happening...
Shoot, it is.
In Divi, right? In Divi right? yesterday, our professor was like...
What even, you dropped it.
Even if you're in engineering, you know, this is still important for you to
you're
know.
You're still going to use differential equations, especially software engineers.
No, he goes... If you're in civil, if you're in civil engineering, this is gonna be really important. You should pay attention.
Throw it at the mic.
And he goes, if you're in software engineering, maybe not so much, but you should still pay attention.
All right, did we discuss anything other than eggs in the past like minute?
No, I mean, I said mine. I said like most things to be fair, because I was really picky. I was a really picky eater when I was younger.
Yeah.
But like, I would say recently, something that I didn't like that I recently came around to,
it's cracking eggs with your palms.
Honest?
Those fingers are touching.
Yeah, I know. I'm not squeezing right now. I'm thinking. I didn't like just like... Actually, yeah, just most things. Like,
yeah.
I was a super picky eater until like sophomore year. And then even then, I was like still not really that good about it. But then when I got to college, I was like, I'm paying for this shit. I'm eating all of it. Like...
The other thing for me was playing video games. I don't want to have those fingers touch. You literally
can't touch. I'm not in a locker.
Yeah, I know. It's just you can't have your fingers touch. It is all palm pressure.
It's going to squeeze out and then hit this and explode everywhere.
If it does, you have a bad...
It's not going on TikTok.
Hey, now try this one.
No. Don't do that.
Monkey
don't
grip.
Do that.
Monkey grip.
Do not do that.
Yeah. He can't get it. He can't get it.
I've done it before.
No.
It's so wet.
What
are you doing?
Double knot!
I double knot!
Do that! Pull the!
Literally still knot.
Alright, by the way, this
Josh
is.
Josh's like fingers, he's like,
no, have you seen the thing where it's like.
The shorter
you, can fit a light, you can fit a light bulb in your mouth,
but
you can't get it.
Alright, we're done with the egg for the egg bit for now. Alright.
Am I gonna do that magic trick where just like all of it, just like halfway through the podcast, just. And then egg. Is that technically TOS if I do that magic trick?
Probably.
Are you sure? Because it's not throwing up.
TOS is just nipples. Like, that's all that matters at the end of the day. So.
That's not TOS.
But yeah, the last thing for me when it comes to this topic is I used to, could not stand playing video games for more than, like, an hour. Like, I just couldn't do it. For me, I'm such a social person that I would just get bored with it. I'm like, I just need to talk to someone. So what I would do, I'll never forget, I had surgery, put me out for a week. I would play some video games for an hour. I would go up to my mother. I would talk to her for about 10 minutes, then I'd go back down. I needed to go and just talk to somebody. But now, of course, I'm doing streaming and playing for 3+ hours, going and watching Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. All right, Jordan.
What if you just slammed your leg into the fucking table, Nick?
I didn't slam my leg into the table. I accidentally moved the guitar a little bit with my chair.
Can you play guitar?
Yeah.
Don't.
Anyways, here's Wonderwall.
Can you play Buss It?
Please.
So, Jordan, what's one thing that you hated and then came around to?
So, I was trying to think of, like, non-food things. Because y'all were all bringing up food things. So I was like, okay, what's
mine
something,
was a
like,
drink,
non-food?
Actually.
Yeah.
Okay,
And his was video games.
Stop high-fiving across me. Okay, I said y'all too.
I accidentally bit the mug when you high-fived me.
Deserved.
Oh. Ooh! Hey, TOS. TOS.
Pain.
To be fair, he swerved her, so.
That's true. All right.
I couldn't think of any, like, non-food things. So, onions and fish.
Onions on a burger?
Onions in general.
Okay.
I literally would eat onions plain because my family loves them, and they go in so many of, like, our dishes at home, and I couldn't stand it. So I would eat them in abundance to make myself like them. And I mean, it worked. I like
that. That's what I did with tea.
That's you know what I've always wanted to do, and this is going to sound absolutely disgusting, but like my brain has always just been like, I absolutely want to do this. Just bite into an onion like an apple.
Yeah, I had a friend that did that. Yeah.
I've never done that.
He ate onions like a hand fruit.
We had something in my youth group in high school, and it was called caramel onion roulette.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say that.
They would make caramel apples and caramel onions.
I think
and then you
would
pick one, and you just bite into it.
I was about to say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I'm in the process right now. We're going to end our school year, our semester together, because no matter what, we're probably not going to be in similar areas at the end of all this. And I'm like, what would be the best way to end it? 12-hour stream, we've done that. That's old news. What would be the real best way to end it?
Skydiving.
No. Close. No.
Bungee jump. Close.
It's skydiving, but it's off of Skydiver.
Skydiving without a parachute.
Off of the top of the Haley Center.
Alright, so we'll discuss this later, but I need to plan 24 hours of content. We're going to do a 24-hour stream.
You guys 24-hour stream?
You'll sleep.
Everyone will sleep. I'm going to be on the entire time.
To be fair, I've stayed up for more than
I'm going to be on the entire time.
I've stayed up for way more than 24 hours consecutively.
I stayed up for 24-hour consecutive yesterday.
As long as it's you, me, and Chase.
The longest we'll I've stayed up consecutive. This isn't a topic, but this is just like.
To come down.
Because this isn't my topic, but we're going to move into that. Just really quick question. What's the longest you've stayed up consecutively? Just like really quick.
I think it's over 60-ish hours.
I'm going to say around 32.
I don't have a number, but I know it was like I woke up at like 7, so I could probably like figure it out. But I woke up at 7 a.m. throwing up, and I didn't go to sleep until like 2 p.m. the next day.
So there was. This was actually the week before spring break, before we got sent home. I woke up at 7:30 on Tuesday because I had an 8 a.m. and I didn't go to sleep until 11 o'clock on Thursday.
Oh my God.
It was not a fun week.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, moving to my topic.
Wait, just for, we're going to your topic. Just for me and future Nick, hi future Nick, editing-wise, Jake Frasnelli, topic number 3, what's your topic?
All right, so moving to my topic. I was thinking about it earlier today, and I was kind of debating between two, but I think I settled on, what is the stupidest reason that somebody's cut you out or that somebody stopped talking to you?
I'm starting this one. I have no stupid reasons. Like, no joke. This is
I'm just that awesome. Nobody's ever cut me out.
No, you're just that stupid.
I'm that stupid.
They all have justifiable reasons.
Exactly. No joke. Every single person that's like, hey... We're just like not talking sort of deal or ghosted or whatever it might be. I'm like, I made a jackass out of myself. Like, that's understandable. But the only one that I can look at and be like, wasn't super justifiable. Sam knows both these people. There were two of my closest friends when I moved from Ohio. You've heard this story. They both know this story. We're all cool now. So I'm okay with telling it on the podcast.
I want to know the story.
I'm about to tell the story. So throughout most of my childhood was Ohio. It was about 7-ish years of living and growing up. You know, like when you remember your childhood, it doesn't start till you're like 5 years old. Yeah. I was 8-ish when I moved there, mm-hmm. left when I was 14. Mm-hmm. And so, I was 7 when I moved there, sorry. Yeah. And so it's about 7 years
King of unimportant details.
I truly am.
It's like the one guy off of Ant-Man. I know you don't watch movies.
Michael Peña.
Me neither.
Yes.
I don't watch Marvel.
Yes.
Movies.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that? There's a thing about.
Well, high five in front of Josh.
Michael Peña, where it's like how you know how in the comics they'll reference certain things and there'll be like a little asterisk and it'll be like refer to issue number whatever. There's a thing and it should be like at certain points there's like a cut and it's him explaining.
Yeah. Whenever you're
from, like
watching
movie.
WandaVision, and it references something before, it should be Michael Peña referencing that. So, anyways, though, Me, Sam, and these two girls. I'm gonna leave their names out of it. But I'm totally fine with them.
Thing one and thing two.
Yeah, thing one and thing two. Which why not? Thing one?
That seems more offensive.
Person one.
Dishwash.
For now, let's call them Caitlin and
Amanda.
Elizabeth.
Let's call them Caitlin with one N and Caitlin with two N's.
Caitlin.
Where's the second?
So Caitlin.
It's after the C.
Caitlin, I've known since I was about 9 years old. Like. Really, really young.
1 second. Why did you not just say Caitlin with a C and Caitlin with a K? That would have been so much better than Caitlin with two N's.
Steven and Steven with a PH.
Steven. Am I good?
Yes.
You mean great. So, Caitlin and I have known each other since we were about 10. She was one of Sam and I's close friends. Obviously, Sam's super involved with us. And then Elizabeth, I've known since I was around 11, 12 years old. Caitlin's best friend growing up. They're still very close. When I moved away, Caitlin, the person that I was by far the closest with other than Sam in my entire Ohio.
One N or two N's?
One N.
So you're
actually, two N's, and I'll explain off pod. Elizabeth also was sort of part of this. Did Josh rip, or is that just the edge?
It was just the chair.
So.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
So, excuse they, me. I go.
I didn't. Oopsie.
Uh-oh. Fucking baby Brent. Anyway.
Yeah.
I go. Yes. I move to Massachusetts. I obviously didn't know anyone. Super lost in my life. And I was really sad.
Sounds like me now.
Nice. Sam was one of those people that really helped me during that move. About once a week, he would call me just update me on life. We would talk about entertainment. We do that now every single weekend.
Reenactment. Hey, Nick.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
You're lying.
Yeah, you're right. I'm doing awful. All right,
good catching up, man.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Objection.
So we would go and we would talk and catch up. And I remember trying to call Caitlin, the person I knew the longest. And I just didn't get a response. And that really threw me off base. Until the end of the summer, I get a message, and it's just, hey, I really don't like you anymore. You moved away. Just stop calling me. I'm going to delete your number. And since then, it was one of those moments that really shook my identity all the way until my junior year of high school, where from that moment, I felt so defeated and worthless and awful.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I've told you this. I haven't told him this. Then I went and finally, through a great amount of friends, and having these important conversations, found that worth and found, self-respect for myself. And that led me to stop being a womanizing idiot, but I didn't get women. I was just an idiot. You know, I made a fool of myself.
I would argue you're a womanizing idiot now.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hey.
No, we don't use names on this podcast, but...
Hey, Caitlin, with two N's, for some unknown reason.
But so we
her name was Glenn with two N's.
That's facts. So, Glenn.
I thought we were going to tell names.
It's not actually Glenn, you dumb... Oh, but so yeah, that was one of those moments in my life, though, that...
Dumb what? Finish the sentence, Nick.
Dumbass. All right.
Whoa!
Hey!
I think you mean in the red. Dump truck.
I don't swear on shows.
Way in the red. Oh. Just way in the red right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, of course we were. By the way, I don't know if you know this. That's our audio level.
I clicked the fuck out of the mic right there.
But yeah, so for me, that was not rightfully so. And that was the only moment that I was like, damn, this really hurts. These are two really close people. Other than that, though, every single thing has been really, really like... Yeah, I'm a jackass. You deserve to go and edge me out of your life.
Also, Jordan, I don't know if we had this conversation before before the podcast, but feel free to jump in and make fun of him.
Yeah. Yes. That's
like 90% of the content.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they have made this show. Oh, jeez Christ.
All right, he makes it so easy.
So, guys, here...
Why wouldn't you?
My answer.
Jake. Why who's edged you out of your life for no reason?
So
let's get sad.
It happens a lot. Most of the time, it's like semi-justified. I just have a high tolerance for stupidity, so it's like most of the time it's like I wouldn't, but like sure. But this time, I remember, this was October-ish of last year. Or no, of 2019. And we were all sitting in the basement of our dorm watching a football game. And we had, like, it was probably about 50% of people who lived there, 50% of people who were just, like, friend there or whatever. Like, they just, they didn't live in the dorm. That's all that you need to know for the story. And somebody who didn't live there...
Wait, was this last...
This was freshman year, October.
I think I was there.
Probably. We put the egg down.
Oh, Lord.
Put it under your seat. Put it under your seat. Mm-mm. Put it under your seat. So, basically... this girl who was, like... She was dating somebody who was there or something, or whatever. It's not important. So she spilt her Chick-fil-A milkshake on one of the ottomans. Okay. And they're like, they're not cloth or anything like that. It's no big deal. We just need paper towels.
Right.
And so she goes to the bathroom to get paper towels or whatever and clean it up. And then this girl, who I already was kind of fed up with before this happened, she's like, wow, the guests are cleaning it up. And I looked at her and I was just like in my head, I'm like, what did that contribute to the situation?
Yeah.
And then I looked at her and I go, fuck off. And then, she got really quiet and then walked out, and I never spoke to her again.
I'm watching the stream on my phone. If you put this on my seat, I'm gonna beat
your
ass.
But yeah, so I'd say that's one of the dumber reasons. She's getting it.
Yeah.
She understands how the show works now. Guys. Dude, I'm talking about being in the red. That thing just went whee.
Yeah. So Josh.
Magic!
We're taking a break.
He's searching.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That hurt.
What is it?
Oh my god.
Man, you put your hand out. I don't know what else you expected.
It's one of the greatest moments we will ever have on camera.
Lord almighty.
Oh my god. You guys suck so bad.
That was hilarious.
So, Josh.
Yeah, I did. So.
Hey, Josh. Your spinners or quitters?
I couldn't swallow it, man.
It was too big?
It was way, way too large.
You have to swallow the whole egg now.
Okay.
You say so. Hey,
I don't practice, and you
just
can just shock
me.
Yeah,
okay. I have a friend that drinks egg
that's
yolks.
That's why I only swallow
chips.
It, idiot.
Okay.
I imagine my jaw is just going to...
It's
just
for the show.
Finishing the story.
That was the end of it.
Oh, okay.
That
was the end of it, yeah.
She
my
never
turn.
Spoke to me ever again.
It's okay.
Nice.
It's okay.
Any sad, depressing stories that you want to tell?
I couldn't think of any real ones, so this one's just kind of hilarious, and it's not entirely true. This girl, that I knew last year, maybe kind of lived with her. I kissed the guy that she had a crush on.
Who else knows the context?
I thought I knew all her roommates last. I definitely know all her roommates from last year. So
yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, moving on, Josh.
Yeah, yay. So.
So funny.
I knew you were gonna say that too.
Yes.
That was a good one. Okay, go basically. This was my freshman year of high school. I had met this chick from. I met
woman?
Her like at the. No, it was
this,
a chick.
It was
at
a chicken?
Of, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So at the end of 8th grade...
Shut up.
I forgot how I met her. But I met her, and we started talking. Like, not like talking. We were just like kind of like texting a bunch. Like, and it was like over the summer and stuff. And then like halfway through the summer, she was basically just like, I'm sorry, I'm not used to texting guys so much. Can we limit it to like maybe once a month? And I was like... Okay,
what?
Sure. And then she just totally ghosted me. And I, like, even texted her, like, 3 months later. I was like, it's been a really long month. When are you going to text me? And she never responded.
That's hilarious. That's
good. But,
you got to understand that if I had the clip button for this podcast alone...
Can you not put it on the 30 spot?
Yeah, I can. I'm just lazy.
You should. You should do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You should.
Okay, good.
Sure. Yeah, I can do it right now.
No, don't do it right now.
We're in the middle of the podcast.
Do we want to go do anything else pertaining to the topic other than you getting ghosted?
If no.
I'm pretty sure it was because I took one of her friends to the 8th grade dance.
Nice.
And her friend, like, told her, like, no, don't do that. Or, like, don't talk to him anymore. He went to the dance with me. Even though she was the one that was like, hey, we should not do anything after the dance. And I was like, okay.
All right.
So, Nicholas.
Are we on my topic?
Yeah. It's your. Wasn't that technically her topic? Or yeah. We already did Josh's.
Yeah, we already did.
We already did mine.
We just have mine left.
Yeah, we just have yours left.
Oh my goodness, this is sad.
Crazy how that works.
This has been one of the best podcasts we've ever done. I'm not even joking. I've never laughed this hard in my podcasting career.
It's a good podcast.
It's been a good one.
Wasn't you?
No, it's all the egg.
It's just the egg.
Well, we have two though.
We have two eggs.
No, that she doesn't count as an egg. There's just like a little on her face. No, TOS. TOS. TOS.
Do me a favor. Don't tell me we had a good time.
Haley Hop after this?
Yes! What?
Haley Hop.
Don't do it right now.
Go to the top of Haley sitting.
It's not a hop, it's a fall, idiot.
Well, if you jump, it is.
Then
it's a Haley jump.
No, all right. You have the Haley Hop, you have the Jordan Hare jump.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's one that starts with a D?
The Shelby Suicide.
The Shelby Suicide.
No, that
no we don't talk about that. TOS, no. Yeah. All right, Jake. What's one that
starts with a D? I already introduced your topic.
I know, but I needed for just
the deadly dive.
Deadly, yes.
Can I speak?
No.
No.
Majority rules.
So yeah. Nicholas,
yes.
What's your topic for the night?
It's tied.
My
no,
topic.
No, I count more because I'm a woman.
You count less. Zero until like 1920.
My topic for tonight is
why do women not deserve the right?
No.
Why do women?
Why did I get kicked out of the library for putting women rights in the fiction section?
My topic for the night is dream wedding. I know it sounds hella corny. I know it sounds.
Yeah, I need a girl.
I have mine planned.
I also have mine.
It's so unfortunate.
Do you have yours?
Going off of us, do you guys actually like have thought about what you would want at your wedding? I know you.
So when I proposed to Jay,
if I get married in the next like 10 years, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
If I get married,
I'll be honestly surprised.
Yeah.
Like
you and I have talked about just like marriage in general.
Yeah. I walked out into the common area, and I saw Nick was watching like How I Met Your Mother, and I look at him and go, Nick, over under 5 years, you getting married? And he goes. Under. I was like, okay, Nick.
Well, like, so my, not dream, but my ideal for marriage has been anywhere from 24 to 25. That would be, like, the goal, or that would be, like, ideal. And I'm like, shit, I'm 20.
So
like,
you're going to U-Haul the next relationship. That's what I'm hearing.
No, absolutely
Express
not.
Pass.
There's going to be, like, a six-month period when I'm, like, 32 that I'm like, all right, maybe I'll get married. And if I don't meet anyone in that time, then nope.
Jake already, Josh. Before we get into myself and Jordan apparently actually having things planned out, where are you at with your dream wedding?
My dream wedding, so...
Ideally with a girl.
No, not even. Like,
yeah, dude.
Things could change.
Frazzinelli?
No, I'm probably going to be with a girl.
I'm sorry, I couldn't marry you. You're too short.
Probably going to be with a woman.
Yeah, not a girl.
Not a girl. That's weird. as for when...
Dishwasher?
I don't know. As for,
I want like the day.
It's a girl, and he calls her kid.
The day.
I want like so if
March 13th,
March 14th,
2032.
So
save the date.
That's 12.
Book it. Yeah.
12, no, that's 11 years.
11 years. So
30. When I'm 30, I don't know when I'm gonna get married.
No, I don't care about when. But like, if you're like, if right now I'm like, let's plan Josh's dream wedding. What would it include?
Probably a wedding band.
Band. What type of music?
Are you a DJ guy? You're totally a DJ guy.
Yes and no. We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Dude, that'd be
like, you got the challenge?
Dude, yeah. Dude, here's the thing. I'm going to steal this from a comedian. But I don't think any of you have seen it. So, here's the thing about mariachi bands, right? Top three favorite songs by mariachi bands. The one that goes da 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 da.
Yep.
Second. Da 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 da. Third. There's no other songs. Those are the only two. Like, if you have a mariachi band playing anything, go up, you request a song, they're like, yo, right after this one. You request the other song, they're like, yo, we're playing it, dude. Like, hate to break it to you. We're not playing this two times in a row.
Yeah.
Come on. Anyways, so mariachi band at your wedding.
Sure. Why not?
Just determine that for him.
Probably.
Taco Mama.
Yeah.
Some catering company with food.
Nice.
Any
location? Any locale?
Definitely a place.
A wedding venue, probably.
But like warm weather up north?
Indoors.
Indoors, outdoors?
Doors, yeah.
Doors?
Doors.
Yes. Sure.
Probably a suit.
Yeah, maybe. I might just wear PJs.
Here's my thought on my wedding. I was thinking about this for a second. If I decide to marry somebody who has a wedding planned out, we'll do that. But if they don't, we're just eloping. Like, that's it. I'm not doing a thing. If neither of us have any ideas, I'm not fucking spending however
much. If I'm not allowed to go to your wedding and make some sort of scene, I'm upset. No. I will befriend your wife, and I'll be like, listen, Jake has this dream wedding and is planning your entire wedding for
you. So, you know, in every show ever, when there's like hijinks going on at the bachelor party because the dude obviously picked the wrong person to plan it. That's why I'm not picking Nick to plan a bachelor party for me if I ever, maybe.
Can I do it?
No.
Do you want there to be strippers there?
No.
Okay, you got it, bud.
Wait, then you could do it then if you wanted to be strippers there. Anyways.
Jordan walks in, all of the other people at the bachelor party are like, hey!
She walks in and her Among Us.
By the way, Jordan became famous for one thing.
No, I didn't.
Look it up.
I had 170,000 followers before that.
Yeah.
And how many did you have?
170, yeah.
And then how many do you have now?
225,000.
Yeah.
All right. Pink Among Us girl!
Woo! All right. But anything else? Oh, do you want to, I'll go first and then you can close out the podcast.
Okay.
So for me, dream wedding.
Toes.
Dream wedding.
Prime real estate.
I don't care if it was in church. I don't care who, what, whatever.
You probably should care who. Just gonna put that out there.
Santa first Christ. And foremost, not talking reception yet. If I'm getting married.
Need a cushion for the pushing.
Matt Lucet is officiating my wedding. And if you guys don't know who that is.
I do not know
who
that is.
I know
Matt. You sort of do, yeah. So, Matt Lucid, brother of Scott, who's helping us with the Nevaton theme song / rap due to you guys' generous donations in January. His brother, ever since I was 16 years old, I'm like, Matt, I want you to officiate my wedding. And he goes, yeah, sure, I'll do that for you. And ever since, I got a little up to the joke. But it's not even a joke, he's a great guy, and he's one of the best public speakers I've ever seen, and he's one of my best friends.
Clearly, you've never seen me speak in public.
Number two, batting lineup. Of course my brother's my
I
best
friend. I thought
you
were going to say batting cages, and I was going to slap you.
No. Batting lineup for people speaking at my wedding. I want five guys to speak at my wedding.
Like, the owner of Five Guys?
The owner of Five Guys.
No.
The original five old
the burger
men.
Itself.
Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's called Five Guys because it was a dad and his four sons, and then the dad bowed out of the company and just took the spot of owner when his fifth son got old enough to like work for the company. So it's still Five Guys.
So as of right now,
cool.
There's a few things that I know.
I would want all five of. I would have more than five groomsmen. I would have 12, and I would hope my bridesmaid would be also to have a good number, whatever she wanted. But
I
five guys.
My bride has friends.
I hope
she
they're hot
too.
Yeah. So the five guys that I would have speak, best man kicking it off. My brother would speak, obviously. And then I would go through the ages a little bit of like people that I are important to me. So childhood best friend, Sam Ross, killing it. Absolutely, of course. In my like growing up years, Scott Lucid, doing the song for us. He's one of my closest friends. Obviously, Matt already spoke at our wedding. I would have him speak if he wasn't officiating already. And then closing it out, I would have the comedic beat of Josh Steelman closing it out. I love this man more than life itself. And then the final person would be you.
Yeah. And maybe follow up Josh.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
So, but you would do something really nice because you've known me and you've been on this adventure at least like since the start. Like Josh was a mid person, but you were like, you were right before. You're still considered a founder.
I'm just a mid person. That's
you're,
okay.
You're still a founder.
In general.
In general.
But anyways, so.
I feel like I'm interrupting something.
Last just though.
A little tension.
Mostly sexual.
First dance, Neighborhood 1, Arcade Fire, best love song of all time. And the last thing I care about is, and this is broad scope, my weekend is my weekend. We're going all weekend long. Friday night is wedding and reception. Saturday, we're not going straight to honeymoon.
So when are you going to have sex?
Never done that before. All right, Saturday, we are breaking away. Guys and girls, guys, we're golfing, we're going skiing, we're doing something for 2 days straight. The girls do something for 2 days straight.
Can I go with the girls?
Okay, sure. Question. I don't know how to golf. What do I do?
Oh, putt-putt, baby. Putt-putt.
Yes, sir.
But we'll have, at the time of our life, for 2 days, we'll rent out somewhere big. 30-plus people, loved ones, great friends, all in this one place for about a weekend, and then we ship off, me and my beloved, to the honeymoon. That would be my honeymoon. That
if
would be my
feel better. I can just improv that would be my it. Speech.
Jordan,
if it makes you feel better, I won't be nice. I'm just gonna make fun of Nick for 20 minutes. I'm gonna go way too long. I'm gonna take the mic off the podium. Everyone's gonna groan.
You make it the cringiest speech.
What would be your dream wedding?
Say pause for applause outside out loud.
You may kiss the bride. Poggers.
Read it
as monotone.
I hardly know her.
Hey!
Anyways, right. Dream wedding. Yeah. Location, either the California Science Center or Huntsville, Alabama at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center.
Why?
Because reception is going to be indoors, either underneath the Space Shuttle Endeavor.
You know what,
the California
Science Center. You know what else is in space?
Among Us.
Or the reception is going to be indoors under the Saturn V in Huntsville at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. The reason the ceremony is going to be outdoors is because after you may kiss the bride, there is going to be a flyover. I'm
not cool enough.
Guys, podcast.
Hogcast.
Podcast.
He got in the middle of that one.
Good.
Anyways, there will be some kind of aerial flyover after you may kiss the bride.
Are you
going to
do
batons? No.
Yeah, do
really?
Baton.
I feel like that's like part three of your entire personality.
Do aerial baton flyovers. All
Among
the
Us,
back and all
stab
throw.
Batons.
You like rip off your dress, it's just a leotard, and then you bust out the baton and start going like this.
Yeah, you do
that's
a little.
Exactly how it goes.
You do your little like.
It's your hands are like this.
Wait. Okay, can you guys do me the honor? And can we go all the way across?
No.
I won't do it.
Yep.
Yeah!
It's Nevin's Island,
welcome
not Josh Island, not Jake
are sure?
Island.
Are you sure?
You're the only one that
I'm
doesn't have a chance.
I'm still kind of salty.
Let me finish explaining my dream wedding.
You still
wedding,
put Jake
Josh.
And Nick Mark.
Did you see what I did though?
Yeah, I did.
With the thumbnail? Yeah. That took me an extra hour to do. 1 hour just for you.
Thank you.
I
appreciate it.
Okay, so my dream wedding. Anyways,
I'm listening.
Thank you. One of the gifts for sure, or like the. What are they called? Wedding favors?
Yeah.
It's going to be, I'm going to have someone design a mission patch.
Oh, nice.
Like, for the whole wedding,
nice.
Like, with the date on it. And
you'll force everyone to iron it onto their suits.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
You won't have to.
So, everyone, groomsmen, we're like, how?
Yes.
Attire, space.
I do know for
attire,
the bridesmaids,
sus.
I want, so the color scheme I want is blush and navy. Okay? I think it's really pretty color scheme.
Sure
so,
not pink?
So.
Blush is like a very light pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one could say
cyan and pink for Among Us colors.
No, absolutely not. Anyways,
cyan is not navy.
Yeah. No. That
I'm
is.
I know.
Are you gonna
I
have
just
a live band or a DJ?
DJ.
Okay.
Oh.
Good. I'm gonna bribe the DJ to play the.
So
wait to the first dance.
So going back to my wedding, you asked the question earlier. I would have a band, but I would also have like a master of ceremony MC sort of person.
Can I do that?
Yes.
I would just pay Nick for like just to stand up there for like 4 hours and be entertainment. Cause Either he's good and I'm pleasantly surprised, or he's bad and it'll still be fun.
Hey, watch this guy. He drummed with the Killers. That's it. That's all you get.
Or I'll like pay just like a celloist without anyone else. Just
I
like
play,
so
I
just
play
like
trumpet.
Boom, 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 boom.
I play trumpet too. Wait, we already knew this.
Yeah.
All I can think trumpet. Of. We're just gonna be we'll up be there our, playing trumpet.
We'll be the mariachi band.
No joke, my TikTok is like now 2%. Are you ready? Are you ready? From freaking Princess and the Frog. Boom, 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 boom. Continue on. Dream wedding.
Dream wedding.
Is that?
Ideally, I'm marrying somebody.
Really?
Right?
I mean, hey, you never know.
You never know.
Marrying yourself.
Maybe, potentially. Love myself.
Can you imagine
I'm
if someone
I
does
love
that.
Myself.
No.
There's nothing for me.
I can't stand myself. I don't blame anyone for not wanting to marry me. I am a deplorable human being.
I don't know. Somebody kissed you 3 times in one night.
Hey,
terrible to me.
All right.
The board game said so. I was thinking about the dresses. Color scheme is blush and navy. All the bridesmaid dresses are going to be the same color, but different styles. I'm obsessed with that. I think it's beautiful.
Cool. Anything else?
We'll be officiated by a priest or by a rabbi or by your friend or what?
Yeah.
By the nearest drunk man on the street.
Okay, well, I think he needs to have a minister's license.
So
no, he doesn't.
And those take 24 hours to come in.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
So I am now ministered, and it only took 12.
That means, okay, well,
wait,
shut
so
up.
You can marry people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun fact, if you're a minister...
It also cost me $40, so...
If you're a minister, you can draft dodge.
I know.
Draft dodge?
Yeah, because you're technically... Like, you can be like, I'm a man of faith, I'm a minister...
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. That's why my friend became a minister.
That, dude, no joke.
Last
Trump's
January.
Presidency, I was like, what a war.
I was literally just like, I'm going to become a minister to draft dodge and forgot that the U.S. government literally owns me.
Yeah, right.
Forgot that whole thing where I'm
forgot that you don't need to be drafted
already,
because you're already
yeah,
going.
Already. Yeah, I'm already contracted.
Yeah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.
High five myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been
marry
your...
Myself, high five myself. Kiss myself.
Are we good? Are we gonna go?
No.
No, hold on. More content?
Sling the tent, baby. Sling the tent.
Stop saying that. I regret saying
stop
that.
Making
the
stop
what?
Making that
so
motion.
So slinging content is
slinging
the
tent.
I told
I
him
that.
About this, and I hate myself for it.
Yep.
Among other reasons.
You should hate yourself already.
Yeah. Among other reasons.
All right.
Among
Jordan.
Us.
Jordan, final words.
Yep.
It's not a word, idiot.
She said yep. Josh, anything you
yep.
want to say to the kids out there? All right, and Jake, as always,
kind of cute.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Nevin's Island podcast, the weekly show where we sometimes bring a guest on, sometimes not. 4 friends gather around a table, talk about whatever we want. Next week, we're coming with Turbo himself, the man, the myth, the legend, the comedian.
Ryan Gosling.
No, not Ryan Gosling.
I wish.
Wait, no, Ryan Reynolds. That's
yeah,
who played Turbo.
It's just me with a mustache drawn on.
No, it is not. But with that being said, we would love to have you on whenever we can. This has been the most fun, crazy podcast we will ever do, hopefully. With that all being said, this has been your Nevin's Island podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. If you like that, you can find us on Spotify and YouTube for the Nevin's Island podcast. With all that being said, we salute you. Bye-bye.